Right, we have a guest who's making his international debut on Tip TV, Malcolm Palley, who's co-founder of www.miningmaven.com and Coincilium Group.
That's right.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Morning, Zach.
Hi, Malcolm. It's a good day to be a mining fan, isn't it?
Well, we're sort of the other end of the chain, aren't we? So, you know, the gold price moves, then there's a beat and another beat and another beat, and eventually down at our end of the spectrum, which is the juniors, that eventually gets kicked back to life. So yeah, I mean, it's all been happening, but it's now looks like with this extra spurt in gold that it's going to start feeding through a little bit quicker.
Right, so after five years in the wilderness, we're back, are we?
Yeah.
Just tell us what Mining Maven does and what Coincilium does.
Yeah, well, Mining Maven was effectively started out as a blog in 2009. I founded it with my co-founder Paul Johnson, who now runs Metal Tiger.
Whatever happened to them?
Yes, you've been watching. They're getting
doing rather well. Yes,
they're catching a bit at the moment, aren't they? Yeah. Well, I'm delighted, obviously, with that, the way that's gone. But we sort of going back in time. Paul and I we met at an AGM where he was beating up some CEO.
Was this a Trump convention?
It could have been. It was a company that I'd invested, a tech company I'd invested in, and it was absolutely awful. It was just after the tech boom. It was just doing everything that you hoped it would do, it wasn't doing. And I saw this guy who was from Manchester, so he had this pretty, well, it's not a thick northern accent, but he was beating up the chairman, and he's an accountant. So he was actually saying the things without having to swear, which is what I would be doing. So I thought, I've got to make a beeline for him. So I pulled him aside, said, look, absolutely great what you're saying. So we started sort of talking about this company, then we started sharing research, and he was getting involved in the mining space and investing at that stage because he's very much into the cycles, and he said this is the time to do it. And we basically both started investing in the space, buying a few stocks, realized there weren't that many people talking about the juniors at that end of the AIM market at that time. So we started writing a little bit and about some of the investments we had.
What were some of the juniors at that time?
Well, funny, one of them is one we're already in and still follow and still support, which is Ariana Resources. And at that time, it's doing okay.
It's doing
fine now. I mean, as a company, as a business, it's coming together because they've got their mine into the last stages of construction, and they're looking at production in the end of this year, maiden production. And when we were there, it was moose past. You know? Well, no, that's not quite true. It was highly prospective ground, but no one knew that at the time. And they had a resource that they were working on. And the other one at the time was Red Rock and Regency Mines, which sort of divides the room certainly over the last few years. But at that time, you know, the share price was, it went down, and then I started buying them at a quarter of a penny, which was, it was a great thing to do at the time. It was just after the global financial crisis, and
we can't go much lower.
No, but sold them on the way up. Well, this time round they're getting low. I mean, I've been buying Greatland Gold.
Yes, I like that one. Yeah, that's
good. Well, I mean, I don't normally say things untoward about companies. Even, you know, I tend to think these things, not necessarily say, but as a company, as a stock, it's under a million, and it's got a bit of, you know, it's got some assets, but it's a bit of a crap. I mean, it's at the crap end. It's, you know, that's what it is. It's crap, but it's the kind of crap that can go up. You know,
I never thought I'd hear that on this show.
No, you look, take it as a generic term, but you know, I'm not saying that everything about it is great. I'm just saying its market cap is under a mil. It's got a billion shares out there. It's got some ground. It's pretty clean as a company. You know, it hasn't exactly gone and demonstrated dynamic management over the past.
Are these companies able to do better than they should have because the big companies, whether it be Anglo-American, et cetera, are just cutting back?
No, this is a pure exploration play.
Okay.
This is going to work when valuation perceptions and valuations change in this space. And that's the big upside. I'm not interested in making 10% out of a stock which, you know, I have no idea where it's going to be in a year's time. I want to see that cycle kick in and that valuation sort of moved from a million to two.
So you want the tide to come in. You're not looking at any individual wave. It's the tide comes in, and you're already in place, and you're going to rise with it.
I don't want to get into something that's got too many issues when the tide comes in. But as long as there's not too many holes in the boat and it starts floating as it should do, and I'll wait a month, 3 months, 6 months, whatever it takes, and just put the money aside. Never play with more than you can afford to lose. I don't know if you've heard that expression before.
I've heard it now and again, yes. Coincilium Group.
Yes.
What's all that about?
In the depth of the mining despair, I was really scratching my head and wondering what the hell to do, because a lot of these stocks I held, I didn't want to sell because the price was down, provided I was comfortable that when the cycle turns, they'd be okay. So I sort of put them in the bottom drawer. And I'm not the kind of person who can sit idle or go on a beach and whatever and just read a book for 2 years. It's
not like you, Bill.
No, exactly. No, you can do that, can you?
Yes.
Oh, God, I envy
you. Not by my own volition, of course.
No. I envy you. Yeah. So, I started noticing what was going on with Bitcoin and this, what the hell it was. I had no idea. 2013 this was. All I saw was the price going up. Couldn't get anyone to explain what it was to me, how it worked. And end of 13, beginning of 14, I ran into a guy who, at a party, who was really involved in it, making good money at mining Bitcoin. I know.
Really?
Mining it, yeah, he was mining it. I mean, that's what you do at the time to make money. Okay. You need computers to mine Bitcoin. And that's all you do. And you sit there. You can't do it now because the processing power required is too great. So bottom line was, I got it to the extent that I could get it. I don't understand how the internet works, but I know it works. I don't really know how my car works, but I know I get in there, turn it on, and if it works, then I go to shops. So it didn't surprise me that I didn't understand what happens with nodes and the whole mechanics of it. But I knew the basis of this decentralized ledger, which is exactly what it was, which was driving mechanism. It was the rails that Bitcoin ran on. And once the take-up was there, it was a controlled currency in the sense that you couldn't... like we have quantitative easing, don't we? It's normal that you expect governments to print more money to stimulate the economy. But that's wrong, because when gold started as money, you couldn't just go print more gold. So this is a deflationary kind of currency it works as. And that was what appealed to me because of the connection with gold. The fact that there's only ever going to be a certain amount of Bitcoin in existence, no matter how much you jump up and down and stamp your feet and think someone's going to come in and change it because they're smarter than you. It's in the protocol. It's actually built into the, it's baked into the pie. There's only ever going to be 21 million Bitcoin, and the elegance about the way that whole thing is set up.
Question, what about the new concept that the Bank of England's talking about, RS coin?
That's based on...
have a dramatic effect on Bitcoin?
I think everything that is based on... it all comes from the same stable. So it's all based around this blockchain technology, this way of actually creating this transparent ledger. They're replicating Bitcoin for their own purposes. I believe there's something else has come out of this which is interesting. It's that you can now have a concept that you understand that there is there's a way of having something that works like money,
yes,
which isn't issued by a government. It could, the nearest thing to that before was perhaps gold, but the physicality of it, the weight, the portability. At one time, people, would consider gold as their wealth. They still do to an extent, but it's always in a vault somewhere. They probably never get to see it if it's in Switzerland. But now with Bitcoin, you can have on your phone a wallet and you can have the equivalent of millions of pounds on that. And it's, it's value. Now, there are issues in getting in and out of Bitcoin because obviously the banks aren't entirely supportive of it as a currency. But the technology behind it is blockchain, which is this way of handling a distributed ledger where everyone can see every transaction that's
Because,
ever
happened. This is the whole point. We talk about all the economic statistics. Mm. But, the bank's major statistic are the monetary aggregates, knowing whether they have to borrow or lend. Because, people seem to forget that it's Bank of England PLC. It's Federal Reserve Limited. Okay? Yeah. And that's the whole point, is what is the flow. And this is the difference when they're talking about this, RS coin. where the bank then will be able to have a ledger.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to adjust accordingly, where, with, as you say, it will be unlimited in one respect rather than the limitation with the Bitcoin.
Well, they'll have control over the issue.
Yes.
So it won't be that fixed quantity of money in existence. They've got the tap, and they can still turn on the tap. What appeals to them, I think, is the fact that it enables us to envisage a cashless society.
Yes.
And that's, you know, something that is... has always been appealing from their point of view. And the other thing is settlement in any kind of way. This settlement occurred. We organised an event for Coincilium, who, by the way, I'm a shareholder and I'm a founder, and I'm no longer a director of the company. I do some consultancy work with them, and I actually are very supportive, obviously. But, you know, they organised an event to just basically talk to investors, you know, one of the usual things. But it was, they had a guest speaker from IBM, who are getting very involved in the space, and they put up a slide with all the names of the big banks and everyone who's getting in it, from the technology, the blockchain technology point of view.
I know Goldman is...
Yeah, JP Morgan, everyone is, because settlement is the key.
Yes.
Settlement in seconds.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you don't have the tea. You could take the tea away.
I mean, I'm so old, okay? I remember
Much younger than you, I don't think.
Securities, okay? Especially treasuries, were physical delivery rather than delivery versus payment, okay? And you'd have some of the bars, you know, around Harry's Bar in front of the Fed, guys going uptown, downstairs. Just, again, I'll give you my case to take the JP Morgan. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars worth of securities were being, you know, on the
Well, gentlemen, unfortunately, you know, before we all get too old, we're out of time here. Malcolm Pally from Mining Maven and Coincilium, thank you very much for making the debut on the show. Great to see you, and hope you come back again soon. Okay.